You're listening to Talking About Business. Here's Alan Hill.
Going live on YouTube. YouTube is fantastic for getting business, getting clients, getting information and so on. And we know that going live on Facebook, YouTube and so on is an even better way of doing it. But YouTube, well, they make it a bit hard. In this training course in two parts, you'll learn how to do it the easier way. This is part two.
You're listening to Talking About Business.
Quick top-ranking tricks by using your name or business name. You learn something awesome, which is the importance of ranking YouTube live videos on Google and YouTube by using money keywords. But what if you could use that strategy to not only top-rank your video, but also your name? If what you want in the beginning is to make yourself known as a YouTuber, it will not be enough to only make one or two of your videos using keywords as shortcuts to fame. You have to use the popularity of your video to make your name popular before you can start using your name to make your videos popular. That means that you must use your talent and the quality of your videos in your favor to get your name all over the place. When you rank your name on top, it becomes clear that what will become popular is not only your content, but also your name. And the benefits of having your name on top include viewers will not only become fans of your videos, but also your fans. You will become a celebrity. Your name will become relevant in YouTube and Google searches, which means that your name will be a trending topic too. Your content will be associated with your name, which will automatically make you an authority. Your name will become your brand. People will trust you, as people mostly research for your name on Google right before deciding to work with you. Another unseen benefit of using your name for launching a live event on YouTube is that your name will hardly face competition when it comes to ranking on top, because most video titles contain keywords that are already in use, which means that your name will help you to rank on top. You can also use this nice little trick with the name of your business, which will also give you the benefits of ranking your video on top and helping your business to reach a broader audience. The catch is that the name of your business might need a little more optimization than your personal name. That is because the name of your company more than likely shares something in common with the names of other companies. To create a live event with your personal or business name, just go to your Creator Studio dashboard on YouTube and click on the Live Streaming tab, then on Event. Next, click on New Live Event. In the basic info, introduce your name or the name of your business as the name of your event. Enter your name or the name of your business on each corresponding field for this to work. Click on Go Live Now. Wait for everything to set up and click on Start Broadcast. Now, simply go to either platform and type your name or the name of your business in the search bar. As you can see, our video is now ranking among the top results in the first results page. Now, let's take a look on YouTube. As you can see, here is our newly scheduled live event featuring its thumbnail, our name, and the name of our channel.
Did you know we have a free 100-page monthly newsletter packed with business ideas and tips that you can use? You can get it free every month at tetmo.com. That's T-E-T-M-O.com. And remember, it's free.
Quick top-ranking tricks by using product names. Branding a product is a challenging task, but the rewards are amazing when branding is done right. Choosing a name for a product is a lot like choosing a name for your business. It has to be a reflection of what it offers, while being catchy and memorable at the same time. In our last video, we talked about the benefits of using your own name and the name of your business to rank on top of Google and YouTube results. The greater benefits we mentioned were how using your unique name could be used to rank on top, and how ranking on top would help your unique name to become a recognizable brand in itself. And the good news is that you can apply the same trick using the name of a product. And the more unique and catchy the name of your product is, the lesser the keyword competition will be, letting you to reach a top spot again. Added benefits to the ones mentioned before include a truly unique product name for your product has not likely been invented except by you. So the first time that your product pops up on YouTube and Google will mark its birth. So every time that the same keyword is used in other places, it will be because of your product. You can use a product name to describe an existing product if you are promoting a product that has been released before. The combination of the product name plus your made-up name will give it a further push towards the top. Of course, creating a product name might need a little optimization on your part, so we recommend you to make it highly readable, writable, and easy to say. Make it unique. Make it as short as possible. It should remind people of an idea or an emotion. It should include a real word when possible, so you can blend real words with made-up ones. If you have not created a product yet or are just eager to promote affiliate products through YouTube videos, we can give you a couple of ideas where to find top-notch products to promote. Amazon. Amazon.com is a great place to find products to promote. Just sign up for its Amazon Associates program to start earning up to 8% commissions on each sale. ClickBank. ClickBank.com is one of the largest marketplaces online, with over 200 million customers around the world and growing, with thousands upon thousands of products to promote. JVZoo. JVZoo.com is also a great marketplace for people looking to promote digital products as affiliates. It is easy to get into and use, and it represents a great opportunity for online marketers. CPA Networks. CPA offers, or call per action offers, are services or products that will pay you a commission when you get a prospect to complete an action related to them. You can find CPA offers in CPA Networks, and we highly recommend MaxBounty.com and PureFly.com. To create a live event with the name of your product, go to your Creator Studio dashboard on YouTube and click on the Live Streaming tab, and then on Event. Click on the New Live Event button to load the configuration page for your live event. Start creating your event in the Basic Info tab, enter the name of your product in the title, description, and tags fields, then click on Go Live Now. Now check that your event is ranking on top. Go to Google and YouTube and make sure that your live stream is among the results in the first page of results on each platform. Let's take a quick look with our video to show you how. First, let's go to Google and search the name of our product. As you can see, the name of our product is so unique that we are not only ranking on top, but we also are the only result. Let's now check on YouTube. Again, our video is the only result. Add some relevant keywords to your tags to help people find your video, and you got a sure winner. But something else to consider is that if you want to rank affiliate product-related YouTube live videos, and you want to get viewers to watch, you should apply the strategy used for searching money keywords containing that product name. So that way you make sure there's an active audience willing to watch your video once it is top ranked. In the following video, we will show you an awesome trick to pick the right product names, which will be considered money keywords once those products are launched.
You're listening to Talking About Business.
Quick top ranking tricks by using product launches. What if I can show you a way where you can rank YouTube live videos in literally seconds? With keywords that will become highly searched money keywords in a specific day, you can know in advance. Yeah, that is absolutely possible with product launches. In simple terms, a product launch is a debut of a product into the market. A product launch is a point at which potential buyers first have access to a new product entering into the market. In this case, the online market. With that said, the name of the product to be launched can be considered as a potential money keyword. And besides that, the launch is not happening just yet. That money keyword has absolutely no competition because no other people have created a YouTube video about it yet, making you the first one. But still, it's important for you to notice in advance if there already is a YouTube video ranking at the top of Google with the money keyword of the product launch you're about to schedule in your coming stream event. If not, this is your golden chance to be the first one and claim the top spot of Google and YouTube before the launch day. If you Google product launch calendar, you'll find several options to pick from. MunchEye.com is a very popular product launch notification page where top online marketers post their coming product launches. JVNewsWatch.com is another very popular product launch listing website. There are three different things you will be looking for. First of all, you will be looking for what is known as the JV page, where you will be able to get all the information about the launch coming up. Make sure you pick a launch that will come several days after the date you are searching for. Secondly, you will need to find the product name, which is the money keyword you will use to create your live stream. Now will be a good time to do some basic research and make sure there are no other videos ranking with the product name you are about to use. If you see a YouTube video ranking with that product name followed with the word review, to make it easier for you, it will be better for you to look for another product to launch. And thirdly, you will set up everything needed to get your affiliate link, as well as advertising tools you can use to promote that product launch and make commissions for every sale generated for your advertising efforts. There is no point in ranking a video and getting a lot of people to watch it and not giving them the chance to buy the product and generating an affiliate commission for you because of it. Now, it's time to create your live stream for it. Go to your Creator Studio and click on the Live Streaming tab and then on Event. Click on New Live Event. Enter the name of your product in the title. For this, we advise you to use the product name. But another awesome idea is to include the word review at the end of it. as it is something a lot of people are searching for before deciding to buy the product. For the date, you have two options. Option 1, you can schedule a live stream to go live on the launch date and time. That live stream invitation will be ranked in the top as a reminder and will stay there until you go live together with a product launch. You can add cards to that stream invitation inside the events dashboard. Option 2, you can have a live stream today and now, giving your honest review about the product and also letting people know the date when the product will be available for purchase. Once you finish that live stream will be ranked in the top as a video and will stay there too, so people can have a review of the product right away. And also on the launch day, you can have that video already ranked there before your competitors. Either way works awesome. It depends on what you prefer. For the description, it is very important to use the exact money keyword you used in the title, but also don't forget to include your affiliate link, so viewers can click on it, buy the product, and you make a commission for every sale. For the tags, just add your money keyword exactly, then click on Go Live Now. Awesome. Go to Google and YouTube and check how your live stream is ranking on top. As you can see, the video is ranked on top in Google and in YouTube. In the coming video, you will learn how to use your already ranked videos and replace them with a live stream for any special occasion.
If you're looking to start your own business but don't know what business to start, visit tetmo.com. That's T-E-T-M-O.com. It's full of dozens of courses showing business ideas in detail. And there's a special offer. The courses cost between $500 and $2,000 each. But you can sign up for a special subscription of $20 a month or $60 a year for unlimited access to over $50,000 worth of online training. Visit today at tetmo.com. That's T-E-T-M-O.com.
Quick top-ranking tricks by replacing old ranked videos. You have been amazed by the quick top-ranking power YouTube Live has. But still, I want to show you one last quick top-ranking trick, and that is the ability to replace old ranked videos you have in YouTube for a live stream. Imagine the engagement you can get with the active audience watching your already ranked YouTube video if they get to watch a live stream happening at that exact moment. The process is absolutely simple, just like the other quick top-ranking tricks. First of all, go to google.com and research for the keyword with which you already have a top-ranked YouTube video. As you notice, there is a video I ranked there 4 years ago, and it is still on top, even when I've done nothing else to it. What I will do is use the exact same keyword to create a new live stream. Remember, you'll have to use the exact same keyword, as you'll be targeting exactly the same audience already watching that video right now. Now, I will go to the Creator Studio, click on Live Streaming, and then on Event. Then, New Live Event. I will enter exactly the same keyword in the title, on the description, and on the tag. Then, Go Live Now. Awesome. Now, let's check what changes there are on Google. Awesome. As you can see, a few minutes later, there is a live stream next to your old top-ranked video showing your live stream. If you click on the old-ranked video, you will see a really cool image showing an ad for your live stream. Let's check in YouTube. As you notice, my old-ranked YouTube video was not ranking anymore on YouTube after all these years. But thanks to the power of YouTube Live, you can see my live stream ranking in just a matter of seconds.
You're listening to Talking About Business.
In this section, we will be showing you about promoting your live event before the event, promoting your live event during the event, and promoting your live event after the event. Promoting your live event before the event. Up until now, you have prepared yourself to deliver your best live streaming as possible. You already know the technicalities involved in producing your live streams to get them ready to launch. But all that excitement building up around your launch might be preventing you from taking a hard look at what really matters now, your audience. What if you launch your live stream after hours upon hours of hard work, just to realize that you didn't reach your desired audience? That can be a hard-hitting experience for many, and those unprepared for it can feel like the effort was not worth it after all. But we want you to succeed, and we want to help you avoid hitting that wall face first. So starting with this video, you will learn how to effectively promote your event before it starts, because all things considered, how well your events perform are tied to how well you market them. Mind you, it's not about heavy paid advertising. It's about networking and finding the right people. Having that, the marketing will take care of the rest. So let's get you up to date with the basics of promoting your event before it launches. Have social media presence and leverage it. It should come as no surprise to you that social media is one of the most effective ways to promote your event. The power of social media lies in the capacity to drive word of mouth at a fast rate, when the delivery and the product promised is good enough. You already know that what you will deliver is the bomb, and you want other people to know it. So let the people that already follow you do the work for you. The trick here is to start promoting early so that word of mouth spreads your message through social media. Now, promoting early will require you to follow this simple formula. Depending on how often you launch your events, you should tease them 7 days in advance, just for one day. And 3 days before the event launches, start sending reminders on a daily basis, preferably in the afternoons. Create a teaser video. Create a short and interesting teaser trailer for your event. Highlight the important points to be discussed. Create several short videos to reveal details in a gradual manner. Then, promote them on social media and by email newsletter. And follow the 7 days promotion guideline. A good enough teaser will trigger viral sharing. Couple that with early promoting and you'll have an eager audience. Timing. Finally, a very important detail that can become a downright obstacle if not taken care of. Timing. If you plan to reach a global audience, and not only an audience in a defined geographical area, you need to schedule your events in accordance with each time zone. The time scheduled to launch your event will never be the same for someone in the United States and for someone in Australia. Even in the United States, time zones can differ to a degree, so plan accordingly. Doing everything as described to the letter will guarantee you a good audience reach and a successful first launch. So stick with us and learn how to promote your event once you go live.
Did you know we have a free 100-page monthly newsletter packed with business ideas and tips that you can use? You get it free every month at tetmo.com. That's TETMO.com. And remember, it's free.
Promoting your live event during the event. In our last video, we showed you the ways in which you could get the word about your event out there before it started. All in the name of teasing it to the biggest number of people, and most importantly, getting them hooked until the day of the event. Now you got all those people showing up for your live stream, and you know that you did a great job, so congratulations. You know that you have proven to yourself that you have what it takes to make this a success. Now go get them. But wait, is it really enough? You built up momentum and got lots of people to show up for your live stream. But what about the people that weren't mesmerized by your teasers? And what about all the people that didn't hear of your event, but could be watching it instead of doing whatever they are doing? You have to act on it, that's what. The people that are not currently watching your live stream are equally as important as the people that you attracted just by teasing. And the good thing about it is that by watching you perform, they will get a real taste of what your event is all about. Think of it as the difference between watching a sports car running and actually getting to drive it. You want as many people inviting others to watch your event as possible. So let's take a look at some things you can do to reach them. Set your event as a trailer for your channel. This is a great customization tool to use to attract people that are not yet subscribed to your channel. The advantage here being that you can see the Now Live icon in the recommended section. And if they access your channel, your live stream will play automatically. What makes that great as well is that a person is very likely to keep watching a video if they know that it is a live broadcast. Even the Now Live icon is usually enough to drive people to watch your content. And if they like it, they will share. For those already subscribed to your channel, a preview of your live stream will be shown in the What to Watch Next area by the right side of their player. Create a real-time trailer for social media. It is very important that you create a short, real-time trailer for your event minutes before starting your broadcast to upload it to Facebook. Those not on YouTube will most likely be on Facebook, so make sure that you reach them there as well. Upload your video with a really short description, make an invitation to participate, and share the link to your stream in the comments. The good thing about this strategy is that people will promote the trailer for you while you are live, so it's not intrusive and is super effective. Promote engagement. Read the comments feed and interact with your audience from time to time. Making a direct mention to a user can prompt sharing, so make sure to engage and entertain your watchers by interacting with them. That will also help to make them come back for future events. Update your channel's appearance. Change your profile picture and your background image to match the theme of your event. Do this one day before your event goes live. This will give your event an aura of something fresh and new, something worth sharing. Remember, the trick here is socialization. If you can offer your subscribers and would-be watchers reasons to share your content and bring in more people during the event, you have to entertain them. Make them part of the show, making them want to bring more people along.
You're listening to Talking About Business.
Promoting your live event after the event. Congratulations, your first stream is over, and everything went just as planned. So far, we have guided you and helped you to navigate through the hoops of launching a live stream as a novice, and now you are ready to graduate and start doing it on your own like a pro. One of the prime aspects of keeping the flame of a great streaming session alive after such a session is done is to carefully follow it up with a series of interactive actions that will help you to maintain the discussion surrounding it, to reach new people, and making sure to engage them. As with promotion before and during the live stream, the key here is socialization and engagement. Things do not just get popular because of aggressive paid marketing and such. What really helps popularity to spike is a wide social spread and word of mouth. So in this video, you will learn how to properly get your live streams to go viral even after the event is done, hopefully helping you to achieve greater goals and reach a larger audience with each new launch from your channel. Foster discussion. Much like word of mouth promotion on social media before the event and direct mentions and interaction with viewers during live streaming, fostering discussion after an event has finished is a powerful tool to help you to maintain the essence of your session alive until the next one goes live. You can do this by inviting your viewers to leave their comments and impressions seconds before you end the event. This has proven to be wildly useful for non-live videos. And when used with live streams, the results are even better because of the interactive nature of live events. This is especially true for YouTube, because your audience will hang out in the comment section of your stream once the event ends to continue interacting with the remaining viewers. Archive your live stream. A common and useful practice is to archive your event so people can watch it or rewatch it after it ends. This is also useful for inviting people who for some reason cannot attend it to access it, be it through an invitation on social media or your email list. Do a social media recap later in the day. Depending on the time of the day that you launch your event, it is highly recommended that you do a recap video specially geared towards social media and post it later on that same day. Why hours later and not immediately after the live stream? And why post it on social media and not directly on YouTube? Because if you post it immediately, the impression will not last longer. And most of all, people will not want to rewatch something that they just watched minutes before. And why exclusively on social media? Because you want people to access it on a different platform, so it doesn't lose its allure. Besides, social media has the power to make it viral. Think of it as a special feature. This recap should be a short 2 minutes at most video and should contain highlights from your live stream. And that is how you keep promoting your events even after they are wrapped up. Doing this will not only help you amass a larger audience, it will also allow you to keep the ball rolling until your next event is released.
If you're looking to start your own business, but don't know what business to start, visit tetmo.com, that's T-E-T-M-O.com. It's full of dozens of courses showing business ideas in detail. And there's a special offer. The courses cost between $500 and $2,000 each. But you can sign up for a special subscription of $20 a month or $60 a year for unlimited access to over $50,000 worth of online training. Visit today at tetmo.com, that's T-E-T-M-O.com.
In this section, we will be showing you
what things should you do and not do with YouTube Live,
tips to improve live streaming,
and how you can have someone else do the hard work for you.
What things should you do and not do with YouTube Live? As much as you might now know about live streaming and specifically about using YouTube for live streaming, one has to always learn to recognize that some things can go unnoticed right under our noses. These are usually the small things, but the small things are always going to be important to look after. And because we truly believe that your success is also our success, we've decided to give you a handy summary of those things that you should do and the things that you should not do with YouTube Live. Stream original content. It goes without saying that there is something beside you that your viewers go after when they access your live streams, and that is your content. Work hard on creating an original character and content, as non-original content tends to saturate YouTube rather fast. Take good care of your camera and setup. Your content might be original, and you might make an awesome host, but no one will ever want to tune in to a live stream if it looks like an old and grainy movie. So make sure to create the proper ambiance and present a proper camera setup for your live streams. Interact and collaborate. Never forget to interact with your audience. Having live chat active during your streams and commenting on the live comments from time to time will reap you great rewards in terms of audience growth, and collaborating with other YouTubers by way of mentions and co-hosting events as well. Take good care of the technicalities. The seemingly hardest parts of live streaming, such as encoding, analytics, and equipment, really shouldn't be difficult at all. Just take your time to familiarize yourself with everything and see how some months from now you will be handling the technical aspects like a TV studio pro. Keep your channel relevant to your keywords. It is very important that the keywords that you use to describe your videos and your channel are congruent to what you actually offer on them. This is so visitors can better relate to your content through their searches and see the value in your channel. Make sure that your channel is visually attractive. Never underestimate how powerful your looks can be. And always remember that first impressions matter. Every visual aspect in your channel, from your profile image and your banner to your thumbnails and channel previews, are all important and deserve all of your attention. Monitor and track your channel. Use YouTube Analytics and take advantage of it. Try to get the most out of all the data that it gives you right on your channel dashboard. Use this data to further define your audience. Make good use of donation cards. Once you have an active audience, introduce donation cards in your streams. Let your viewers know that donations are destined to make your content better, as donations can be great when you talk about stuff that needs to be accessed through money, such as when you review products. Now for the don'ts. Don't ever start a stream without testing. This can be a costly omission. Making sure that everything is running fine, from your encoder to your cameras to your internet connection and firewall settings, and that you're not live while you test, can save you many a headache along the way. Don't play too much with the settings. Always use the recommended settings on your encoder and on your channel configuration, especially at the beginning. Get yourself used to the platform first, then start customizing gradually. Don't use unrelated tags for your videos. Some streamers use popular keywords as tags for their videos to attract more traffic, but that is not recommended. Misleading people into watching your events can get you flagged easily, and it will not help viewers to find your content, as tagging your videos with oversearched keywords can bury them among irrelevant results. Don't live stream it too many times a week. If what you want is to create an audience that follows your content religiously, you cannot be on air every day, because your audience will eventually get bored. It can also cause you to lower the quality of your content in the rush to get your streams out there fast. Limit yourself to 2 or 3 streams a week. Don't ever buy traffic to your events. Do you think that nobody will notice if you buy your backlinks to get your event on top? Think again. Google's anti-spam algorithms are very, very sophisticated and can detect bogus comments even if they're posted by a real person using a real account. They're also good at tracking where traffic comes from. So focus on getting organic traffic and backlinks. Don't focus on number of views only. We will admit that having thousands of views feels pretty good, but number of views is not the only metric that you should be monitoring, as other metrics such as weekly subscribers can be a greater source of information, which will also depend on your goals. Don't show only your most popular videos at the top. You have to think first about what your intended audience wants when placing a top video for the visitors to your channel to see. A video can get popular by several reasons, like, for example, because of something that you said that went viral for a week, but it will not necessarily represent what you offer to your audience. Don't ignore feedback. That is, all kinds of feedback. Among the inflammatory and the overtly enthusiastic, there is always honest feedback to be found from your viewers. And that feedback, whether it is of your liking or not, is the greatest tool for improvement if what you want is to really give your viewers what they are asking for. Lastly, don't forget to adhere to this list of do's and don'ts if you want to save yourself some unavoidable rookie mistakes, and at the same time, start on the right side of the bed.
You're listening to Talking About Business.
Tips to improve live streaming. There is always going to be room for improvement, and attention to detail can take you to experience success like you have never had before. In a previous video, we told you how important it is to take care of all the small things, and in this video, we will help you to build a laundry list of tips to improve your live streaming. We really recommend you take notes on this. Then, make them into a list in the order that best works for you and stick it to your workspace wall. Write it down, print it, or carve it. As long as you do this checklist before going live until it becomes second nature to you. Use a cable connection instead of Wi-Fi. Your internet connection is as important to your live streams as your talent. Because if your live stream fails because of faulty network problems, well, nobody would be able to see you. Connect a machine that you're going to use to broadcast your live stream directly to a cable connection instead of Wi-Fi is better because you will skip the many problems often associated with Wi-Fi connections. Slow signal, interruptions, and lag can be severely alleviated by connecting directly through your broadband cable. If you can't connect directly, try to get as close to the wireless signal as possible. Be consistent. Don't promise your viewers to show them something that you will not. Even something as innocent as teasing something incredible with special effects and dramatic words and delivering a bare-bone version of that can feel like betrayal to your viewers. So don't go over the top. Being consistent also means to be disciplined. This might not be a job to you, but to your viewers, it might well be. Think of them as your consumers. Be on time. Don't show yourself in a bad mood. And don't ever give them less than they've come to expect. Always test. We might be repeating ourselves here, but it bears weight to be mentioned again. Test everything before going live. Test your equipment periodically. Be organized. Being organized works two mindsets. Being organized in your physical space and being organized with your work. The first mindset refers to being organized with your equipment, your cables, the room or place from where you broadcast, etc. The second mindset refers to being organized in your goals and in your schedule. You cannot present a great live stream each week if you intend to rush it. Take your time to think of and organize your ideas. Things can change for the better during the creative process. Back up your broadcasts. If you start checking around, you will realize that many broadcasters have monetized their live streams by selling them as video packages. Remember that this is your production. And if you produce something of enough quality and value to your viewers, believe us when we say that they will want to buy it in the long run, especially if they were newcomers to your material. Center your broadcasts around interaction. We are not talking about simply leaving a comment or a quick message during live chat sessions. We mean real interaction with your viewers. Promote an occasional giveaway. Highlight comments from the chat session. Greet people entering the chat. And be prepared to get tough on spammers and disrespectful viewers. Standing up like that for your fans will help you to grow your audience. Keep these tips handy, and they will become as natural to you as clicking on the Start Streaming button.
Did you know we have a free 100-page monthly newsletter packed with business ideas and tips that you can use? You can get it free every month at tetmo.com. That's TETMO.com. And remember, it's free.
How can you have someone else do the hard work for you? How was it to finally launch your own show, hosted by yourself, and also directed and produced by yourself? Easy enough, right? Doing something that you love is in itself the greatest reward. And what about setting up everything else you did? What was it like to find the right image for your channel? What was it like to build your social media presence? And most importantly, to properly engage people on your social profiles? We could keep going on for the whole day, asking you about all the other stuff that you have to do besides creating your content, rehearsing, getting everything ready, and testing. Now, how much time did that suck away from you doing what you're really good at? Live streaming. Wouldn't it be great to have a crew to give all that hard work to? Well, we are glad to be here for you, as we will be showing you how to delegate every one of those tasks to someone else, someone who knows the trade inside out, leaving you with all the time to dedicate to creating big events. First of all, you will need to be in the right place to find the right people. And that place is Fiverr.com. Fiverr.com is a website built for people like you, looking for someone to delegate all the hard work to. Fiverr.com is great because there you'll be able to find the right people that fit the skills that you need for everything related to your YouTube channel. And maybe now you don't see the immediate need to find a crew, but you will down the road as your audience starts to grow and your shows start to get bigger and better. There you will find graphics and design services for your profile pics, your banners, your preview screens, and your thumbnails, digital marketing services for promotion, writing and translation services to get a helping hand with content creation and double-checking, video and animation services for creating advanced and attention-grabbing animations and effects for your presentations, music and audio services for sound effects or music production, among many others that will start appealing to you according to your needs. You can find people with the skills you're looking for by directly accessing each category and subcategory, or by using a specific term. For example, if you want to look for someone to work on your social media presence, you can look in the graphics and design category and pick social media design. There you can see the available offers, and you can use the filters on the left sidebar to select the ones that best fit your needs. You can filter those by delivery time, online status, social media platform, services included, seller level, language, and several other criteria. If you want to locate someone by using a more specific term, we recommend that you use the term accompanied by a YouTube or other video-related keyword. If you want to find someone to create special effects for your events, you can use a keyword combination such as YouTube FX. As you can see, you will find lots of people eager to work alongside you. So it is up to you to find the correct ones, and all for the right price.
You're listening to Talking About Business.